We're going to be looking at three short verses for our communion meditation today. The first one is James chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And if you would please rise, also read from James chapter 5 and Romans chapter 14. This is the living word of God. Praise God, we can obey it in the power of the Holy Spirit. Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? James 5, 9. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. Romans 14, 13. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way. Lord, we have heard your word. Pray that you'd open our hearts now and that we would practice what we are commanded to do. Lord, fill us with your spirit. Prepare us to come to your table with a right heart, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So the bulk of the one another's, which we've been going through for some time, the 15 or so that we've gone through as we prepare to come to the table, the bulk of those one another's are on loving one another and forgiving one another. And our statements in the positive, I guess you'd say, statements to take action and do. But there are a number of them, and I will do them now for a couple weeks, I think, of the one another's that are given to us in the negative, like these. So we have here three. First, we have, it says, do not speak evil of one another. Secondly, do not grumble against one another. And the third is do not judge one another. And they mostly have to do with not being against one another or doing that which destroys rather than builds up, especially in our words to and about each other. There's a book called The Disciplines of Grace. A number of you have read it, I know, by Jerry Bridges, who, and I appreciate, I think, every book Jerry Bridges wrote. But in this book, he refers to what he calls, he's giving a kind of a personal testimony. He called them refined sins, you know, refined sins, kind of acceptable. Sins which are more acceptable by believers, he said. And he realized one of those in his life was his tendency to judge others or to speak critically about them to other people. He didn't think he was that kind of person, but he realized by the leading of God that this seems to be such an acceptable vice among believers and himself, and he said that we don't often recognize it unless it is flagrant or somebody hasn't brought it up, or we think mostly, well, it's somebody else who does those kind of things. We all do it to some degree. And I put a paper in the back, and I was reviewing it this week. I review this, I don't know how many times a year. Probably should do it more. And it's called The Heart That God Revives. You all know this. We've handed it out. And it's based on Psalm 51:17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. So that's the kind of heart that I'm talking about here. And I'm not going to read all of these. On one side, it has the proud people list, and on the other side, it's the broken people list. Maybe, you know, we might tend to go, well, I'm on the broken side, you know, and not, but you have to compare them. You have to look at the proud people side and know that all of these you've been involved in at some point in some way. But God is sanctifying us, praise God. But one of them, the only one I want to refer to here, and I left 15 or so on the back table, it says, proud people have a critical fault-finding spirit. Look at everyone's faults with a microscope, but their own with a telescope. And then the broken side, it says, broken people, in comparison, are compassionate. They can forgive much because they know how much they have been forgiven. And that's what we talked about last week in the meditation, to bear one another, to bear with one another. And so, brothers and sisters, we need to take seriously what was prayed this morning in Matthew 7. Matthew 7 says, and 3 through 5, why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. And so Dear family, we need to back off from judging one another and leave that to God. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 14:4, "Who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand." The judgmental spirit comes out in the way we speak about others, with critical words or in gossip. And the Lord knows that, even if others don't. He knows when we think this way, in those ways about one another. We should pray for, I believe, what I call anyway, a holy caution. Psalm 141:3. We should ask for a holy caution, a fear, if you want to use that word. This is King David, and he said things he should have never said, but he said, "Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips." You know, guard it. I can't trust my own lips. May we pray accordingly. So all sin, you know, refined or not, is breaking of God's law. And the Shorter Catechism says sin is any want of conformity unto or transgression of the law of God. That's what sin is. It's transgression of the law. And 1 John 3:4 is similar. It says, "Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, for sin is lawlessness." And in the sin of speaking evil of one another, we are breaking at least the ninth commandment: "You shall not bear false testimony against one another." And by his grace, praise God for his grace, the Lord is conforming us to his image. He's changing us. And he is the God of truth, and he calls us to speak the truth. And we are able to do that. And he enables us to speak the truth in love by the gift of his Holy Spirit. Indeed, by his grace. And we are coming to the table of the Lord. And we are again realizing that we need his grace to walk in unity and to keep the commandments, to not be judgmental and critical of each other. Our perfect judge is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we come as forgiven sinners, praise God, to the table. We are acceptable to our Father in heaven through him, and we are forgiven as he forgave us. So fellow members of the body of Christ, let's cease from judging others and being critical of them. It's endemic, it's pandemic, if you want to use that word. We have to fight against it because it's there all the time. And speaking evil of one another, may it not be so here, because we are forgiven by the judge who knows all and who practices perfect justice. Let's pray. Lord, we confess that it is all too easy for us to speak evil or to judge and be critical of one another. All too easy. Lord, please forgive us for this lawlessness. And through the grace that we know in the Lord Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Spirit of grace dwelling in us, deliver us, we pray, from a critical spirit, and train us to speak the truth in love, to build each other up by our words, and to submit to you, our lawgiver and our judge. O Lord, unify us, we pray, for the glory of your name, as we remember your body broken to save us and your blood shed to atone for our sin. Lord, we come to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and to this table, in the name of Jesus Christ, our King and our Lord. Amen.